You know him simply as the greatest of all time. Jerry Rice joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Jerry. How's life treating you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. We're feeling good. The Masters is underway. We were curious to know if you had a pick for who's going to win the green jacket.
Man. You know, I really picked Dustin Johnson to win, but he has this back injury right now, so I don't know if he's going to be able to dig down and fight through it and play his best golf because, you know, I know how difficult it is to have a back injury, and, you know, you can't go out and you just can't give it 100%.
How difficult is it to play at that elite level, Jerry? I know you got to the point where you played in some nationwide tour events when it was the nationwide and scratch golf and phenomenal. Were you surprised at just the jump you needed to get from as good as you were to being as good as these pros are?
Yeah. It's like night and day. Night and day, guys. Because, you know, I was a scratch golfer, but these guys are like, plus five, plus six. I think Tiger, he was a plus seven. So he was like a surgeon on the golf course. And it's a significant jump. Their decision-making is just amazing. They do not pick a club until they're ready to hit the golf ball. And as amateurs, you know, the first thing we do, we walk up to the ball, we grab a club, and we start swinging. But, you know, they want to be precise about everything and just great athletes.
Well, Jerry, you're such a great athlete yourself that maybe you could even went into, after you retired, you should have went into the pro golfing tour. You have that type of avado and that type of hand and eye coordination. You're the greatest. You're the GOAT. Come on, Jerry.
Hey, come on now. You know, you have to know your limitations, okay? That's just like saying I could be Denzel Washington, all right?
Well, hey, I
you
saw
know,
that pop.
Life after football, be an actor. But, you know, I know how skillful, you know, these guys are so skillful. They are just amazing, and you know, they talk all the time about golf not being athletic, and these guys they're not really athletes, but they are. And some of the guys, you know, they go out, you can tell by the way they look on the golf course. You know, they're in shape, and they just pound the ball over 300 yards or more, but then got good touch around the greens, and just know how to score and get the ball in the hole. So I know my limitations. I love the game of golf, and, you know, I had a great run in football.
Jerry, let's talk about a sport that you know, and you did it at the top of the level. The San Francisco 49ers, you know, you're a Hall of Famer, all those great things, and you played against this guy. You beat him sometimes, and sometimes you probably looked out there and you're seeing a two-deep safety, and you said, maybe I'm going to make this a little skinnier, make sure I don't stay out there for Mr. Lynch to touch me. What is John Lynch going to bring to this organization, and what can you tell the listeners about him as a player?
I think with John Lynch as a player, what he stood for, what he was able to accomplish on the football field, you know, we have to give John Lynch and also Kyle Shanahan an opportunity. Not saying this is going to happen the first year. Give them a couple years. You know, I think this team is going to work well together. I really didn't like facing John Lynch on the football field because I knew he was somewhere. He was back there circling somewhere, and I always knew exactly where he was at on the football field. But, you know, he brings a lot of character, good individual. I think, you know, he's going to be able to look at players and be able to judge players and decide if they're going to fit into what the San Francisco 49ers stand for. You know, if they're going to be able to contribute to the team. So I think it's a great team, but we're going to have to be patient and just give them the right opportunity.
Jerry Rice with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You hit the nail right on the head. Patience is going to be the key with any rebuilding project, especially with what the Niners are working with. Kyle Shanahan, however, as a head coach, what do you like about his offense? There are some complexities. There's a lot of movement, a lot of personnel packages. From a wide receiver's perspective, what kind of offense do you think?
You know, just watching him with the Atlanta Falcons, Julio Jones, you know, you get premier wide receiver in here, and I know they just signed Pierre Garçon. He's coming in, and hopefully he can get into the mix. I think they re-signed Curley also. Goodwin is also coming in. So we just need an I you know, I'm not going to say this in a bad way. We need someone that's going to strike fear into the opposing team as a wide receiver. If we can get that individual, if one of those guys can step their game up just a little bit, I think, you know, that offense is really going to work well. But I would love to play in that offense. You know, if I could come back and get back on that football field, which I'm, you know, guys, I'm working really hard right now to get my weight down. So if I hit my mark of 185, that might be a comeback for, you know, Jerry Rice.
Mo's been doing the same thing, Jerry. He's been slimming down as
Yeah, I'm sure.
Come on, Jerry, me and Marshawn Lynch, come on, man. Come on,
Lowe,
Jerry.
I know you, Lowe. It's no way, Lowe. It's no way, Lowe.
No. Jerry, he's also down to about 186.
Jerry, 220.
Kilos.
Jerry, 225.
Hey, no way he's 186.
Jerry, 245 right now. I'm about 5 pounds off my playing weight. Benching 225 about 42 times. Squatting, you know, running the 40 right now.
We can vouch he's wearing tighter shirts these days.
Watch out, Jay Lover.
So he wants to show it all. He wants to show it all.
Easy,
that's
Daddy, like easy.
Low. That's just like low.
Jerry Rice joining us on 95.7 The Game. Speaking of retirements and comebacks, Marshawn Lynch coming back after some time off. What's the biggest challenge he faces in coming from being in street clothes to getting back on the field?
I think he's 31 now. He's 31. You know, he's been out of football for a second. Maybe he has that itch again, but I would not, you know, count him out. You know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, he's pretty much, he's done. He done taken so much punishment. But maybe if he comes to the Oakland Raiders, that might rejuvenate him, get him going again. I don't see anything wrong with the Raiders going after Marshawn Lynch. And I think he can really help that football team.
Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Speaking of the Raiders, we'd love to keep the focus on the field, but obviously relocation has been the big story with the franchise. Your thoughts a couple weeks ago when you heard the news that the owners had voted in favor for the Raiders to move to Las Vegas. Emotionally, you played for the Silver and Black. You know this fan base. What were you thinking when you heard that they'd be leaving Oakland?
Well, I was devastated for the fans because the fans are so loyal in Oakland, and I had the opportunity to put on that Silver and Black, and you know, it's something I'll never forget. But, you know, I just felt bad for them. But I guess with the owners, and this is what I heard. I think only one owner said no.
Correct, Miami.
Miami. Only one owner said no, but I guess, you know, with the $700 billion that was offered, and I know Ronnie Lott came on board to try to help keep the Raiders here, and it's just unfortunate to see them go, but I'm sure the Raider Nation is going to follow. You know, they're going to come from Oakland. They're also going to come from L.A. They're going to go into Las Vegas and support the Oakland Raiders.
How challenging will it be for management to keep players on the straight and narrow going to a city like Las Vegas? Is this something that is definitely going to be a challenge for the Raiders to try to keep their players out of hot water?
Well, yeah, it could be a challenge because, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and there's so much going on and the nightlife. But it's going to be up to that organization to monitor those guys and keep them in check and let them know that, hey, we're here to play football and win, you know, hopefully win championships. You know, I was looking at that stadium. It's going to be amazing. And I'm sure the fans of Las Vegas, they're excited about the Oakland Raiders coming. But, you know, everything is going to be everything is going to be a little exciting for the players, but the players got to realize that, you know, we can't get into trouble. We're here to play football, and if you get into anything, there's going to be consequences.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jerry. I think that this team's going to have to be even more veteran-oriented because veterans kind of been to Vegas. They know what's out there. But you look at teams like Miami, still able to win a championship in the NBA. But the biggest to me, besides necessarily nightlife, I think the biggest problem besides the skirts and nightlife is gambling. I've been in on planes where the Blu-ray games get up to 50, 60, you know, you've probably seen it too, some big time money. And I think now having those slots or having the tables there, I think that you can get some serious addictions as far as players, because you know those checks, they're pretty big, and sometimes we don't value the money like we should.
Yeah, you know, I was one of those guys that would always just sit back and watch. I never got involved, you know, with the guys on the plane and all that. And it's just something that was never in my nature. But, you know, some of these guys are going to be tempted. And I think management is going to have to deal with that. You know, and like I said, they're going to have to lay down very strict rules. And if you break those rules, you know, there's going to be consequences, or you can lose your job. So these players are going to have to realize that it's about playing football. It's not about going to, you know, these casinos and gambling and doing all that and the nightlife and, you know, popping bottles, doing all that stuff. You know, it's all about playing football and, you know, trying to win a championship.
Jerry, Lowe's been trying to rope us into a Blu-ray game with him. We should probably pass on that, shouldn't we?
No. It's like, I know my limitations. I'm not a gambler. And I think Lowe, you got to watch out for Lowe.
Wow, Jay. Jay Lover.
Lowe, let him go. I think he's giving good advice here.
I'm giving you love in a good way, okay? You just got to watch out for him, because he'll try to sneak you big time. So, no, I'm not going to fall prey to that.
You really are the GOAT, Jerry. I think this cemented right there. The greatest of all time in advice giving.
You let me tell you my secrets out, Jerry. You can't do that to your boy. You help me out.
Hey, guys, but I'm really excited about Jared Cook also coming to the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, absolutely. At the tight end position, it gives the offense another weapon.
Oh, my God. You know, with Cooper and Crabtree and all that. And it should be amazing, man. It should be exciting. So I know Derek Carr, he's going to be coming off the injury. He's going to be 100%. I think E.J. Manuel, he signed with the Oakland Raiders. So maybe he can rejuvenate his career, you know, after coming out of Buffalo. So just got to see what exactly is going to happen.
He is the greatest of all time, 3-time Super Bowl champ. Follow him on Twitter at Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, it's always an honor and a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you for your time. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Okay. Hey, Lowe, man. Keep losing that weight, man.
Lowe, why don't you go run the hill with Jerry?
That's right.
I'll pass.
Take care, guys.